You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. We are talking movies with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey. Good to have you here.
Bonjour. That's French.
Well, bonjour. And this week you watched The French Dispatch. Let's hear your review.
The Algerian-born fashion designer Yves Saint Laurent once said, "Fashions fade, but style is eternal." And when talking about film, few directors have a style as distinct and as magical as Wes Anderson. The French Dispatch covers the staff of a news magazine based in a tiny fictional town of baguettes, berets, and bicycles circa 1960. Just like a magazine, the film takes viewers through different stories on art, politics, culture, food, and obituaries. In the familiar Wes Anderson vibe of static, symmetrical cinematography and droll humor, The French Dispatch is one part eccentric stage tableau and one part pop-up book. The Royal Tenenbaums from 2001 is a picture of family dysfunction, and another Wes Anderson film, Moonrise Kingdom from 2012, is a salute to childhood romance. The French Dispatch is a Valentine to print journalism, embracing and magnifying the idiosyncrasies of professional writers. Speaking of writing, I will be shocked if this film is not nominated for its screenplay at every award ceremony next year. So many lines are chock full of strange, candid, didactic phrases, making each story unpredictable in the best way. It's this unpredictability that makes The French Dispatch fresh, self-assured, and unique. Every actor expresses their lines so smoothly, but this gracefulness evokes a natural awkwardness from their blunt deliveries, creating the Wes Anderson trademark of deliciously balanced humor with firm earnestness. How thoughtful that this film ends on the preparations for an obituary, since many outlets of print publication so often appear to be dying or at least suffering. At the height of Oscar season, with so many serious films playing right now, like the serious, dark blockbuster films Dune and Eternals, to the serious emotional drama Spencer, it's great to have something funny and charming to enjoy.
A definite recommendation from you on this one.
Absolutely. Like how Dune reminded us that action films and science fiction films can be intelligent, The French Dispatch is reminding us that comedies can be interesting and not formulaic.
Well, Casey, looking ahead the next month, what can we look forward to seeing?
Later in the month of November, we have House of Gucci that will premiere. That's been getting a lot of praise and critical acclaim. And then in December, we have a mystery film from Guillermo del Toro called Nightmare Alley.
All right, Casey, thanks for being here, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
And more French, au revoir.